Welcome to the download edition of World Business Report, the Wall Street Update, on Thursday, the 8th of January, with Fergus Nicol. Markets across Europe ended Thursday in positive territory. London, Frankfurt, Paris, all between 2 and 3% up on the day. And it's been happening in New York too. As things stand now, the Dow is up 1.8%. So an uptick after a poor start to the year, as we heard from Kerry Leahy of Decision Economics.
That's right. It looks like the early trading hangover is at least over for the last couple of days, with the Dow up very sharply both Wednesday and Thursday. Obviously, we have a major economic report tomorrow, Friday, which could change market fortunes, but there is certainly a good spin to the marketplace today. In particular, you're hearing and reading reports of, you know, savvy investors are saying that perhaps the most beaten down of sectors in the market, that tied to energy, the oil stocks, people are thinking that maybe there's some bottom fishing going on and that may be time to buy. So that's a good sentiment developing in the marketplace.
What's the prospect with oil when you have so many Americans kind of incredulous at the prices that they're paying at the pumps?
Well, you could argue that that drop in the relative price of gasoline and other oil-related products is going to lead to some pickup in demand. The U.S. economy isn't doing great, but it is doing okay, and that should lead to stronger demand and should help start at least give some floor to prices. And so I think people are quite astonished at the drop in prices, but there are, once again, factors at work on the demand side. Do lower prices give you greater demand? And then from the supply side, lower prices make firms in the United States, such as the fracking industry, less likely to produce oil, so you may end up providing some kind of floor within the next $10 a barrel.
That's Kerry Leahy of Decision Economics, and just to confirm that number for you at day's end, the Dow Jones up 1.84 to be precise, 17,907.